So as to our spirit, we're in the world of spirits. So that's a mixed bag. And whenever you are working from the word and entering into examining the quality of the thoughts and affections that are arising in your state, you are in the world of spirits. You're working at that kind of level. And ultimately, all good is done by the Lord. So good actions, if you bring it down to that level that you do, in themselves can be good in terms of how they are received by another and processed by the Lord within them. See, it's not really about us trying to be good. The effort to examine our states from the word is to see what the proprium is. So we're not trying to make the proprium better. We're trying to see it as clearly as we can so that we become more conscious or aware of its nature. And that's what leads to disassociating from it. And so the work involves disassociation or non-identification. And as we separate from it through seeing what it is in itself, the opposite presents. So what obscures us from the Lord is proprium present, or the level of our identification with it. So it was interesting in here, there's a statement about doing things for reward, and it talked about those who do things for no other reason than for recompense. So nothing I've heard today suggests that there is a total and complete engagement in doing things for the sake of recompense, because the struggle is there. So there's something else going on at a higher level. One of the things about it is that unless the negative state is seen and worked with, you can't come into that higher state. So the important thing is to always come back to those fundamental truths that the proprium cannot but be what the word describes it as. And the Lord cannot but be what the word describes him as. And this is the journey that we're on, is sorting out those things so that we build a capacity for receiving the Lord more fully at the level of our natural mind, so that our natural mind is being brought into some kind of order whereby what is of a higher quality can be present and in our awareness. The work is one of seeing what is of the infernal proprium and acknowledging that that's what it is. And as that is separated out or pushed to the more exterior aspect of our being, then what is its opposite? The heavenly state arises. I mean, heaven is fully present. There's no question about that. But the work involves not trying to be that, but getting rid of what prevents that from manifesting. Because if you get into trying to be those higher states, it's coming from proprium. So it's the proprium that gets removed, and then the Lord appears in the positive sense. So that is the good that underlies everything. Good drives the whole process, or a love for the salvation of the human race that drives the whole process. And so it's about drilling down into our own states to see what's active and what's not. So it's really about what's going on in the inner world as opposed to the outer world. And this speaks into the relationship of externals to internals. Everybody has outer constraints. That's the nature of life. The purpose of it is to reveal our states, because what matters is our regeneration. That's all that matters. And freedom and rationality is given to work with our states. It's not so much about what job we might have or don't have, or what opportunities we have or don't have. Whatever our circumstances are, we can still work with our inner life. So yes, we have to engage in outer life. We have to do outer sort of works of charity and do all that. But the purpose for doing it is not to earn heaven, but to reveal the proprium. Because as that is worked with and removed, then heaven becomes present. Again, you know, we're talking about an inversion of our understanding of what external life is about. And what the work does, what this work does, is puts those things into a different relationship, so that everything that occurs on an external level in my awareness can serve to reveal my states, the states of the infernal proprium, because that is the problem.